This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
And there it is. That's as good as it gets on this stage. Nissan Townstar EV strikes again. It's an unstoppable van. Unstoppable!
Look, just fantastic. You can actually see the ProPilot technology in action. Effortless parallel parking.
It moves with all the confidence that comes with a 5-year warranty.
And with a bench full of all-star van experts, there's real strength in depth here.
That's all-star quality.
Search Nissan Townstar EV and visit your local all-star van centre to see for yourself.
Terms and conditions apply. 5 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first.
ProPilot is an advanced driver assist technology. Driver's responsibility to stay alert, drive safely, and control vehicle at all times.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
All of the team news ahead of the Southampton game in the Premier League on Saturday. The club have stated that Keon Arteta has now left the club and has joined Cardiff City. Reports are stating that Spurs are still working on the signing of Destiny Udogie from Udinese. And some very interesting comments from Antonio Conte in his press conference. Welcome back to the channel. Hope you're all keeping well. This is another edition of Tottenham News, where I'll be going through all of the latest Spurs news, rumours and reports. If you're watching this on YouTube, please do hit that subscribe button. And if you're listening to this on an audio platform, please do hit that follow button and leave a review if you can. Just before I get into it, I would just like to tell you about a new fantasy football prediction game. I've just signed up to this, so it'd be great to see all of my viewers and listeners there as well. It's called Fantasy 5. It's completely free to play. It is a fantasy football prediction game, and you have the chance to win £10,000. Yes, £10,000. Simply choose one player in each of the five Premier League games listed, and if all five beat their fantasy points total, you will win the £10,000. Yes, it is that simple. I've just chosen my team, and of course it includes my favourite Tottenham Hotspur player, Heung-min Son. But even if you don't get 5 out of 5 picks correct, there are prizes on offer every week, month and year. And as I've said, it is completely free to play. It takes only 2 minutes to set up, and they have already paid out £50,000 to jackpot winners. If you want to join in with me, hit the link in the description, and the best of luck. Now let's start by talking about some team news ahead of our first Premier League game of the new season against Southampton at the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium on Saturday afternoon, 3 p.m. kickoff. Now Oliver Skipp is set to miss our Premier League opener against Southampton this Saturday. Antonio Conte has revealed that the midfielder suffered a fractured foot in pre-season. It's another blow for the academy graduate who started so impressively last season but was then laid low by an injury in January that ultimately ended his 2021-2022 campaign early. He'd worked overtime in the summer to return, but now he's been struck again. After Thursday's training session, Antonio Conte said Skippy at this moment is not available for this game, and I think also for 2 or 3 games. He had a fracture in his foot. For this reason, we need a bit of patience. He is a bit unlucky. Conte was then asked about Yves Bissouma in his press conference on Thursday and said, "At this moment, we only have one player who will miss a Southampton game, and that is Oliver Skipp. About Bissouma, we have another day to check his physical condition. Nothing serious, but I don't want to take any risks. On Friday, we have another training session to make an evaluation about him." Meanwhile, Richarlison serves a one-match suspension, and Antonio Conte said the other players are all available. On Thursday evening, Tottenham Hotspur Football Club released the following club statement confirming the departure of striker Keon Ateete. It states, "We have reached an agreement with Cardiff City for the transfer of Keon Ateete. The striker 20 began last season on loan at League Two side Northampton Town, scoring 6 goals in 23 appearances, before he joined League One side Cheltenham Town in January, where he scored 3 times in 13 appearances. Having signed for us from Notts County in June 2019, Keon Ateete made 27 appearances for our development squad, scoring 10 goals. We wish him all the best for the future." On Thursday evening, the Evening Standard have predicted Antonio Conte's starting 11 in our first Premier League game against Southampton this Saturday. And interestingly, it doesn't feature any of our new summer signings. They have gone with Hugo Lloris in goal, the back three of Romero, Dyer and Davis, the wing-backs Sessegnon and Doherty, in midfield Pierre-Emile Højbjerg and Rodrigo Bentancur, and then the forward three of Kulusevski, Kane and Son. Italian journalist and transfer expert Fabrizio Romano has provided another update on the possible signing of Udinese defender Destiny Udogi. He has stated that Fabio Paratici and Antonio Conte are both admirers of the defender, and the negotiations are progressing well as Udinese want to keep him on loan until June 2023. Tottenham are working on it, as reported yesterday. On Thursday, Antonio Conte took part in his press conference ahead of the Southampton game on Saturday, and he was asked the question, "Have Tottenham closed the gap on Manchester City and Liverpool?" And this is what he had to say.
"Do you think, because of the players you've signed this summer, Perisic, Bissouma, that you've closed the gap on Man City and Liverpool?"
But our target in this moment is not to close the gap. It's to try to be better compared last season. And we know that last season we reached the fourth place, and in my opinion was a big achievement, also because we ended the season with only 13 players. The first target, our target, the club target, was to try to improve the squad under quality aspect and under numerical aspect, because also numerical aspect and the squad was not enough. And it was our first target. That you know very well. You can't reach the best, the optimum in only one year or only after 7 months. You know that you need a bit of patience. But at the same time, it's important to have the ambition to try to be competitive, to try to fight for the best. The ambition has to be this."
Now, my thoughts on these stories in this episode. Let's start with the team news. And let me just say as well that I'm so excited about this new season starting. I really, really am. I feel very optimistic about it. Of course, you know, I'm one of the positive Tottenham fans anyway. But I do feel, you know, really good about going into this brand new season. Of course, we've got 6 signings in so far. Hopefully, we will see a number of the signings, the new signings, play at the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium against Southampton in our first Premier League game. Of course, we can use 5 subs from the brand new season. So I'm expecting Antonio Conte to make a number of changes in virtually every single game and refresh the team when it needs to be refreshed. Shame about Richarlison being suspended. He won't feature in the Southampton game. And it's a shame as well about Yves Bissouma, you know, being a doubt. And Antonio Conte has come out and said that he probably won't risk him. So he won't feature either. But Oliver Skipp, you know, a top player. I just really feel for him because he's worked extremely hard in the summer. And now he will miss the opening few Premier League games. Big shame, and wishing him a speedy recovery. Now, I thought the comments from Antonio Conte in the press conference today, particularly about closing the gap on Manchester City and Liverpool, I think that Antonio Conte will have you know, the belief that Tottenham Hotspur can achieve something this season. He must be absolutely delighted with what he achieved last season, coming in November. And I might add as well, and I've said this on this channel hundreds of times, it was the first ever time in his managerial career where he went in mid-season. He loves the pre-season. Pre-season to him is extremely important, as we have seen, as I witnessed in South Korea. In that first training session, you know, 42 lengths of the pitch the players ran or tried to run. The likes of Heung-min Son, Harry Kane dropped, you know, to their knees, absolutely exhausted. And it was kind of like, welcome to Antonio Conte's pre-season training. It was incredible to watch. But these players will certainly be a lot fitter. These players will certainly have improved over the summer as well under Antonio Conte's guidance during pre-season. And overall, the pre-season, in my opinion, has been decent. Two games in South Korea, of course, one in Glasgow, and the most recent one, a 1-0 defeat in Israel to Roma. But overall, I think the fitness levels are going to be so much better. I think that the Spurs players will be more improved. Of course, we've got six new signings as well. Hopefully, we'll get one or two more over the line. So, in my opinion, I do think that we have closed the gap a little on those clubs, Liverpool and Manchester City. It'll be interesting now until the end of the window whether we do get in one or two more additions. I know a lot of fans want to see a creative midfielder in Antonio Conte's squad. I'm not sure where a creative midfielder actually fits in to his system. But of course, we want to see real quality players come into this squad. We've seen a number of quality players come into the squad so far, but wouldn't it be nice to get a couple more? So as I said earlier, I'm feeling very optimistic about this new season. And I'm going to say it, hopefully Antonio Conte can guide us to a trophy and, you know, put us in the mix for the top four yet again. And as he said, it, as Antonio Conte has said already, it is all about improving from last season. And I think we will. Thanks so much for watching and thanks for listening. If you're watching this on YouTube, please do hit that subscribe button. If you're listening to this on an audio platform, please do hit that follow button and leave a review if you can. And I will see you on the next one. Until then, come on you Spurs.
Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
If you run a small business, you need the most from every investment. That's why Comcast Business gives you more, like our new gig speed Wi-Fi, plus unlimited data, all on the largest, fastest, reliable network for small businesses. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Don't miss our special holiday offer and ask how to get up to a $750 prepaid card with a qualifying bundle. Call today. Ends 12/4/2022. Restrictions apply. Requires gigabit extra bundle with 2-year agreement.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
And there it is. That's as good as it gets on this stage. Nissan Townstar EV strikes again. It's an unstoppable van. Unstoppable!
Look, just fantastic. You can actually see the ProPilot technology in action. Effortless parallel parking.
It moves with all the confidence that comes with a 5-year warranty.
And with a bench full of all-star van experts, there's real strength in depth here.
That's all-star quality.
Search Nissan Townstar EV and visit your local all-star van centre to see for yourself.
Terms and conditions apply. 5 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first.
ProPilot is an advanced driver assist technology. Driver's responsibility to stay alert, drive safely, and control vehicle at all times.